This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan has joined with 14 other states in launching a legal challenge to the EPA's Clean Power Plan. That's President Obama's plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by the year 2030. Here to tell us more about this challenge to the Clean Power Plan is attorney Roger Kirshner with the Howard & Howard Law Firm. Good to have you with us, Roger.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. It's nice to be with you.
Tell us about this petition. What are Michigan and the other 14 states asking for?
Well, as I understand it, Cynthia, all they're looking for at this point is that the courts intercede to stop the process in its tracks, that is to stay the implementation of the new rules until the rules can be reviewed on their merits.
And I know the Clean Air Act says lawsuits can be filed within 60 days after a rule gets published in the Federal Register, but isn't it true the Federal Register has yet to publish this final rule from the EPA? So I'm just wondering, why is the petition being filed now?
Well, I think that's right, Cynthia, and it's a good question that you ask, because at this point, although the rules contain a lot of meaty stuff and they're lengthy, they're very long, in the main what they prescribe right now is that each state go and develop a plan for the implementation of the rule. And so we don't know exactly what will be required of utilities, power plant owners in the state of Michigan until the Michigan government works through the process of finalizing rules and airing them out so everybody can take a look at them and take comments and so forth. So we don't know exactly what the rules are yet. We know what the ultimate goal is, but you would think that people might like to see the process develop a little bit more before they formulated their views of whether they like them or not.
Kind of, but is it kind of a sense of EPA is telling all the states, formulate your plans, but yet we aren't sure exactly what the meat of all of this is going to be?
Yeah, they have set the goals. They've said, here's where you need to get. But they haven't yet said to the states, here's how you have to get there. They said instead, every state can take a different path to the ultimate goal. And if you can't arrive at a path, or if you just refuse to set your own path, then there's going to be a federal implementation plan that the states will have to adopt.
All right. So if you guys don't come up with your own plan, we're going to tell you how to do it.
Basically.
Exactly. In the meantime, Roger, we've seen attorneys general of 15 other states, along with New York City and Washington, D.C., criticizing those who oppose the Clean Air Plan, saying the opposition is premature. So that coalition is promising to fight any request to stay the final rule of the EPA plan. Are we going to be seeing these 30 states lining up and doing a stare down, digging in on opposite sides of this issue?
Well, it certainly looks like it. And ultimately, of course, the federal courts will have to decide. And one of the questions they will have to decide along the way is the likelihood of the parties that criticize the rule prevailing once the case is heard to the end. So we will get a sneak peek at how the courts might ultimately decide on the EPA's process and the legitimacy of their rules long before we would otherwise see it. So it will give us an interesting glimpse into the future, I think.
In the meantime, Roger, there are so many people in this state, great minds, citizens, everybody kind of joining together, who devoutly believe that we are wasting precious time and climate change is here. And without action like limiting fossil fuel emissions, we in Michigan are going to wind up with the climate of northern Texas or Arkansas ultimately.
Well, that's a concern. I think, you know, I personally am convinced by this, not the science, but the scientists who tell me that that's the case. You know, at the moment, there are some people with substantial economic stakes in both coal and coal-burning power plants who would like to at least get their investment back before they have to stop operating in that business. And I think that's where the opposition comes from in the main. But you get the additional and maybe intentional or unintentional benefit when you shut down coal plants. You reduce their emissions of other harmful things like oxides of sulfur and oxides of nitrogen and mercury to zero. So they're already low, but you eliminate them altogether. So you get you get the bonus benefit of improving health and saving money.
All right, so we have this emergency filing from Michigan and 14 other states going to the U.S. Court of Appeals. Now what? What do we watch for?
Well, I think we just watch and wait. I mean, they will make their arguments. I don't think anybody's going to be particularly surprised by what they are. I have no insight into how long it will take the courts to rule on this. This is a motion that is intended to preempt action to purportedly prevent harm. So it's the kind of motion that courts deal with on an expedited basis as a rule. But I don't expect that we will see anything from the courts for several months yet.
Certainly, it seems to be the opening salvo in what's probably going to be a pretty protracted legal battle over the EPA's Clean Power Plan.
Yes, I think that's right.
Roger Kirshner, attorney with the Howard & Howard Law Firm. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cynthia.